Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. If you're anything like me, there are days when your inner critic sounds more like a drill sergeant than a supportive friend. Ever feel like you're constantly on trial, grading yourself harshly for every little thing? You know that feeling when you mess up even something small and you get this wave of self-doubt crashing over you? Well, today we're diving into the power of self-compassion. Because let's be honest, folks, life is hard enough without constantly berating ourselves. Think about it. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not, right? You'd offer them support, understanding, and maybe even a little humor when things get tough. It's time we extend that same kindness and empathy to ourselves. Because here's the thing. Practicing self-compassion isn't about giving yourself permission to slack off or ignore your problems. It's about treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding you'd offer a dear friend who's struggling. So how can we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Acknowledge your pain. The first step is recognizing when you're feeling down on yourself. Don't try to bury those feelings or pretend they don't exist. Instead, acknowledge them with kindness and say to yourself, "Hey, this is tough right now, and it's okay to feel this way." Remember, pain is a natural part of the human experience, and it doesn't make you weak or flawed. 2. Treat yourself like you'd treat a friend. Imagine your best friend came to you feeling stressed and overwhelmed. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a cup of coffee. Now, apply that same level of support to yourself. Talk to yourself with kindness, patience, and understanding, just as you would with a loved one. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and insecurities in our ears. But what if we challenge those negative thoughts? When you catch yourself thinking something harsh or critical, ask yourself, "Is this really true? Would I say this to a friend?" Often, we're much tougher on ourselves than we would ever be on others. 4. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment and accepting things as they are, without judgment. When you find yourself getting caught up in anxious thoughts or self-criticism, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. Notice the feeling of the ground beneath your feet, the sound of your breath, or the taste of your coffee. Bringing your attention back to the present moment can help quiet that inner chatter. 5. Be kind to yourself. Life isn't always easy, and it's okay to make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with compassion and understanding. Remember that you're worthy of love and kindness, even when things get tough. Give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and simply be. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and all you can think about are the mistakes you made. That's a classic recipe for self-criticism, right? But what if instead of berating yourself, you said something like, "Okay, that didn't go as planned, but it's okay. I learned from this experience, and next time I'll be even better prepared." See the difference? By treating yourself with kindness and understanding, you can turn those negative experiences into opportunities for growth and learning. So remember, practicing self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself, even when things are tough. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Ready to put this into practice? I challenge you to start small today. Maybe whisper a few words of kindness to yourself in the mirror, or take a few minutes to practice mindfulness during your lunch break. Remember, every little step counts. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, where we'll continue exploring practical tools and techniques to help you navigate life's ups and downs with calm, control, and courage. Until then, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.